So how many times, Kyle, have you guys practiced that onside kick the way you played it out last night to recover that thing?
More so than you would think. We do in-the-game situations all the time during practice, and mostly all the time we do it on air, you know, that onside kick. So
with no defenders?
With no defenders. So, so just fortunate that we were able to come away with the ball in that situation.
You say a lot. Is that five times a week? Is it twice a week? And how many times does Bill line you guys up and say, all right, onside kick?
Pretty much every time we go over kickoff coverage.
Now, are you always the guy that kind of goes after the other guys, like, you know, to hit the other guy, try to clear a spot for you to be the guy to recover?
Well, we have a few different onside kicks. And in that situation, at the middle bunt, is with Steve more so is the one, that, you know, where we're relying on to recover. You know, as Devin and I, as the safeties, we're trying to protect him or jump on the ball as well, you know, if it takes a funny bounce.
How's the feeling afterwards when you're down the pile and you know you got the ball?
Oh, man, it was just crazy, crazy. Yeah. I was just hoping everything was legal, you know, no flags. A lot of times in those situations, you know, either the ball didn't go 10 yards, somebody tested too soon, someone was offside, so forth. You know, I was just thinking, please, let this play be legal.
Not to mention reviews. Everything like that's going to be reviewed, too.
Exactly.
Know? So, yeah.
But, I mean, you said it. I mean, your kicker made the play. We think of it as, I think of football players over here, guys like Kyle Arrington, kickers over there. It's a pretty athletic play by your kicker to slide down and sort of block some bodies out.
Oh yeah. I think Steve gave the guy the impression that he was, as he was sliding, you know, the ball wasn't quite yet 10 yards, so their defender was thinking he was going to try to touch it. So I think that's what forced him to attack the ball as well. And so it, like I said, forced him to hit one of their players first. And you know, like I've been saying, right place, right time.
You know, we've been talking a lot about, obviously, not just the win, but Rob Gronkowski and the loss of Gronkowski and the hit T.J. Ward put on him. As a defender, you know, we're talking about, you know, the knee should be protected. Now, the helmet should be protected. Everybody's calling in, so everything should be protected. When you saw that play, did you think illegal hit, that hit's got to be out of the game?
It's a tough situation to be put in. You know, things happen so fast on the field. Everything's just a bang, bang play. You don't have really much time to make up in your mind as a defender where exactly, you know, you want to hit a player. I don't. If you look at his TJ's track record, you know, he's. I don't think he meant to do it. You know, just aim for, you know, his knee or anything. He's one of those guys. As I said, he comes down a lot and just, you know, shoots his gun and, you know, just hits everybody low.
You know, your mindset, you know, if you're a corner, you know, in your zone or whatever it is, so it's not just a guy you're covering. He's like a step away from you. But if you're running and got a 5-yard lead or so before you tackle the guy, what is in your mindset? Is it just take him down any way possible? Don't tackle high or get him low? I mean, can you really zero in on just the midsection or just the hip area, or is it just take this guy down no matter any way I can?
Well, as a corner, like I said, I'm put in that situation less more so than the safeties are. So it's like I said, it's tough. It's just a tough situation to be in. And I think guys, for the most part, just play as they do you know, do business as business is being done, we'd like to say, and then just take, you know, if there is a fine or whatever, cross that bridge when they get there, because for the most part, you know, if guys normally hit high, they're gonna hit them high. So guys hit them low, they're normally still gonna hit them low.
Was there any talk on the sidelines after Gronk went down about picking it up or making up for the loss? Was there any talk, or was it just understood?
It's always difficult to have a fellow teammate, you know, go down, especially in a situation like that. And you know, guys, you know, rallied behind Gronk. He's been, you know, such a tough physical player for the team, and you know, to see him go down, it's unfortunate, but you know, it's unfortunate part of the game.
Kyle Arrington joining us. There are media reports today that he's got a torn ACL, MCL out for the year. Have you guys been told anything on Gronk and his health going forward?
Well, at the time, you know, we didn't know the extent of the injury, but you know, waking up in the aftermath this morning, you know, to find out, it's like I said, just unfortunate. You know, we definitely got to pick it up for him. You know, it's just all hands on deck now.
You know, you look at that game, and it's all, every Sunday, it's all about wins, right? I mean, you just get the win, move on to the next team. We were talking about, now you move on without a guy like Gronk. But do you look at that and look at a guy like Campbell, the night that he had, and Josh Gordon is just off the charts, the year that he's having. Cameron, defensively, you win the football game, but is it back to the drawing board and be like, well, we got to fix some of these things?
Well, it's another one of those games where, you know, the start wasn't ideal for us. And the game's, you know, late situation. It's, you know, we just great execution all the way around all three phases of the game. So, you know, definitely you find a way. You always try to find a way to win the game. And, like I said, it wasn't perfect. So we have a lot of this morning, to, you know, go back, look at, try to correct from.
What is going on at halftime? You've had three or four straight weeks now where you've been down at the half. What goes on in that locker room in the, 12, 13, 14 minutes that you have?
Halftime adjustments, you know, coaches, come in, you know, make the corrections, assessments and see, you know, tell us what we need to do better, different calls we need, you know, we need to try to incorporate into the game plan. And I mean, and guys and just in general know, you know the situation we're in, you know, it's not what, you know, we planned on, you know, being in, but, you know, we have to scratch and, claw our way out of the situation and just take one play at a time. You know, everyone, you know, still, 0-0 game, just take one play at a time, like I said.
You guys got the onside kick and then your offense got the ball back, got the benefit of a pass interference call in the end zone. You're a defensive back. You've been in those situations. They get that call right. Was that pass interference that you saw from the sideline?
Well,
yes.
Let him answer it, Steve.
I heard him answer it. Right
I didn't
there.
Hear him answer it yet.
Yes.
That's not my call to make. You know? That's a judgment call on the officials, and you know, we have a job just like they have a job. So that's happy we're on the beneficiary side of that call.
Yeah, you know, you've been here for a few years now. You play with Tom Brady, and they had so many injuries early in the year with the young kids. And you look at this season, you guys are 10-3, and the win against New Orleans, the comeback against Carolina that fell short in the end zone. We don't want to get into that one. You know, Houston, this one here yesterday, do you ever just still get to the point and just sort of be like, man, this, I'm glad I got this guy on my team and you realize how good he is?
Definitely. I mean, it's never easy. I mean, to win, you know, 10 football games at this point, it's, you know, you don't take it for granted. You know, like I said, whatever team comes out and plays better that given day, you know, it's a team that's, you know, obviously deserves and is going to win. And, but you know, it always helps to have time on your side, especially in late game situations. And you know, I'm a fan. I'm always, you know, just happy to be a fan, and I have having the best seats in the house.
What does your defense need to do to get better during the playoff or push to the playoffs?
I mean, don't want to make excuses. A lot of guys banged up, but you know, it's week.
Ton of guys.
week 15 now, so. Guys, you know, we just gotta take it day by day, you know, so just happy to get this, come out with this win. Look at the corrections, start game planning for next week. And, you know, the same goal every week, you know, just, stop the other team from scoring.
They'd rather be at home, but it can't be a bad thing to go to Miami here in December with this weather. 80 degrees, sunny. Is that a good thing?
You know what? Much as I love New England, I'll take some of that. I'll take some of that at this point. Nice little mini vacation. We'll try to bring some of the warmth back with us. So.
You should lobby Belichick to get down there early and get used to the elevation or the altitude. Oh, I'm sorry, sea level. Doesn't matter.
That's a good idea.
Came up with a huge onside kick recovery yesterday. Kyle Arrington joined us. Kyle, thanks, man. Appreciate the time.
Always a pleasure.